Yeah. I love Wednesday nights. I love to be in the house of God Wednesday nights because I feel like my tank can get some more fuel in it. How about you? I don't think we realize how much energy, spiritual energy, we use in one day. We are always constantly fighting, not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, things that your eyes behold that can grieve you. And so we need to be filled. Amen. I want to start a series tonight. We'll continue it Sunday, maybe into next week. I want to talk to you about the timing of God. There's anything that you and I must be completely founded in is to know God's timing. And I have found out this, most of the time, God's timing is not my timing. You know, on a car, I don't know if they still have timing belts, but if the timing belt gets off just a little bit, it just throws up, it doesn't throw up, but it causes the engine not to run right. And as a Christian, we can be not running right, we can be not flying right, if we get the wrong concept of the timing of God. I would say half of our testing as a Christian has to do with God's timing. And to process it takes a lot of maturity and patience. There are people that are bitter at God because they didn't feel like God came through when they wanted Him to. So I want to talk about the timing of God for the next few services, and we're going to look at different people about this. I want to use the text tonight from Psalm 105, verse 19. And of course, it's talking about Joseph. And if anyone had to know the timing of God, it was him. Psalm 105, verse 19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Heavenly Father, help us tonight to have more revelation in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. What on earth does that mean? What does that mean? Do you mean that God actually will allow us to be tried by His Word? Do we think that we are an exception, or we are not in the same type of spiritual development as Joseph? Well, that's simply not true. And even as New Testament believers filled with the Holy Spirit, still, when I read, especially the book of Acts, and see the things that Paul went through and the timing that God came, it's astounding to think about that. And it's a pattern for us. The phrase, until the time that his word came, has a couple of thoughts. The first one is, God has his times. His children must wait for them. We must wait for God. Now let me tell you something, it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do as a Christian. It's easier to rebuke the devil than to wait for God. Joseph was tried as in a furnace until the Lord's preparation was fully accomplished. I may say fully accomplished.
Fully accomplished.
God will not short circuit his timing for anybody. Doesn't matter how much I praise Him. Doesn't matter how much I give. God has the times in His hands for you and I. You know, the word of the chief butler was nothing. He had to wait until God's word came. Even though the chief butler had gone to Pharaoh and told him about this man, he still had to wait for God's word. Who am I talking to tonight? Listen, impatience is the very symptom that I, somewhere, am not trusting the timing of God. Let patience have her perfect work. Oh, that's so easy to quote, isn't it, Pastor? Yes, it is easy to quote. And I've been tested more, I think, on that scripture than any other. You see, until the time that his work came, you see, Joseph believed the promise, but his faith was sorely tried. Even though he believed, his faith was sorely tried. A delayed blessing tests men and proves their mettle, whether their faith is of that precious kind that can endure the fire. It wasn't a little thing for Joseph to become second ruler and one of the greatest nations that ever existed back then. You know, the calling on your life, it's not a little calling. It's a calling to rule and reign with Christ. It's a calling to be over cities in glory. It's a calling to judge angels. You see, we're not just going to somehow be ready on that day without the test of God's time. You see, there is a trying word and there's a delivering word, and we must bear the one till the other one comes to us. Amen. I want to give you four things that Joseph learned. I think we can learn too about the timing of God. How many want these four? Number one, he found by different experiences that the divine presence can and will help him anywhere. He not only learned it when he was sold by his brethren, he not only learned it in the pit, sold the Ishmaelites, he was also in Potiphar's house, then he was in prison. So he learned by these experiences that God's presence would help him and never leave him. Have you ever been through a trial? Of course you have. It seems, where are you, God? You pray, you don't feel anything. You praise, your praise goes to the roof and falls off. Your emotions and feelings begin to say, where is your God? Well, don't feel bad. David was one of those who wrote all the Psalms, yet he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? He said, I went to the house of God, but my soul was cast down. You see, you and I didn't realize in those times of being down, that trial that was happening, God was trying to teach us like Joseph, that my divine presence will help you anywhere, anytime. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience works hope. You see, God is using the same principles that he used on his son, Joseph, for you and I tonight. Because you have a destiny of rulership like Joseph. You will reign as kings and priests with Christ. We have a familiar destiny, therefore a familiar testing. Joseph learned that, you know what? God's presence is with me. Turn to somebody and say, I believe that. Amen. Second lesson about the timing of God. He learned that God could be with him in a dungeon, that even in thick darkness, the brightness of the divine presence would be more fully seen. He learned this first. The divine presence will help him anywhere. But the second thing he learned is, in the midst of darkness, he was to be a carrier of the light of God. That he put him in that prison, not only to have experienced God's with him, but to be a light there. And you know, because he passed the test, God promoted him to be in charge of the prison. Let me tell you something. God trusts no one till they pass the test. God loves us, but it's in the passing of the test that the reward comes. And I'm telling you, there's many that have failed the timing test of God. And we'll talk about that in a moment, how not to fail. Amen. Third thing about Joseph learned is complete trust. Genesis 40:14. Now, this is an interesting verse because this is after Joseph had interpreted the dreams, the baker and the butler. And just before they're ready to exit out of the prison, he says this to him. But think on me when it shall be with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of his house. Joseph, Joseph, Joseph. So close, but he missed it by a mile. You see, this showed that he still needed to trust God more. Why? Because he was saying, please make mention of me to Pharaoh. Please bring me out of this house. Four times, me, 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 me. He didn't pass the test. In fact, the Bible says right after that, after 2 full years. He waited 2 years. God waited. Then he brought him out. Then his character that was assassinated was put back on the righteous path in front of Pharaoh. Think on me. God wants us to completely trust him. I tell you what, the test of time, boy. Because just when you think it's time, God says, not time. And Joseph is like all of us. We tend to look to man when nothing is happening. We tend to put man in a position of, you better make something happen for me. That's what's happening with Joseph, but that will fail the test every time. God says, I'm going to be the only one that you look to. You have to trust me that I can change it in a day. You got to look to me, not to man. Man's help is vain unless God charges that man to help him in his plan. Fourth thing about Joseph learned is complete resolve. Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hand. He completely resolved the fact, God, not only is my soul in your hands, not only is my heart in your hands, but my times are in your hands. They're not in the hands of the culture. They're not in the hands of the religious crowd. They're not in the hands of a denomination. My times are in your hands, oh God. You see, to get to that place took a lot of years for David. It took a lot of years for Joseph to completely trust and resolve the fact that the God that appeared to me at 17 in the dreams, the God that allowed me to go to Egypt, that God is either going to do what he said or he's not going to do what he said. And Joseph and David resolved that God, you're going to do it. And I tell you, by the time David ruled and Joseph ruled, there wasn't much left of them. What do I mean? There was no ambition left. There was no self-seeking left. There was no trying, wanting to be a success above the will of God. God brings us all this way, but few recognize that unless a corn of wheat die and fall into the ground and abideth alone. But if it dies to everything that's carnal, then it comes up with spiritual life, you see. today. Now let's talk about failing the test of time. And I'm going to look at our father in the faith, Abraham, and to his wife. You know, Genesis 18:14, God says this to them. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. I began to think where they failed. They did not fail in the test of faith. They failed in the test of time. They failed the test of God's appointed time. Isn't it interesting that when we fail the test, we usually do it through a better idea than God's will? Ishmael was produced because they both failed the test of God's timing. I don't want to think about some of the Ishmaels I've produced, some of the circumstances I didn't have to go through, some of the relationships that didn't have to end simply because I'm not waiting on God for God to do it or for God to speak to me. Abraham still called the father of faith. Sarah, you did laugh. But that, when they entered into the wrong idea to go into her handmaiden, they failed the test. You know, it was decades later before it came to pass. I don't want to waste time, do you? I want to pass the test. Now let's talk about passing the time test. How many want to pass it? I mean, I want some good news here, Pastor. I do too. How do we pass it? James 1:3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When I want nothing, I pass the test. When I want nothing, when I don't want a position, when I don't want people to recognize me, even when I don't even want a ministry, I want your will. Not that those things are not incorporated, but when I come to the place of nothingness, that's when I can possess something. Spiritual ambition is often covered up with religious zeal or passion, but God knows the heart. And if I've not passed the time of waiting, I can be thinking I'm doing God's work, but causing a problem and a mess. Let patience have a perfect work. Complete abandonment. Coming to the altar, and God, I give it to you. And, you know, I've had the dream about the sheaves and about the cow. I've had all that. But, Lord, I don't want anything but what you want. Lord, please don't let me think that I'm ready when I'm really not. Because we have seen through the Bible people put in positions that were not ready, especially in the book of Kings, and destroyed things and hurt the work of God. No, you and I don't want anything till we pass the test. Let patience ever perfect work. I'm reminded of that scripture when I get on 95. I'm reminded of that scripture when I go to a certain store. Bill, are you going to be perfect here? Are you going to just preach this thing? How about being patient with the faults of others? Of course, we don't have any faults. How about being patient with the weaknesses of others? Of course, we don't have any weaknesses. Not true. I'd rather hang around a kind, patient man or woman than someone who boasts to be so anointed, but has nothing to do with compassion, love, and real care. I'm not impressed anymore with people that just say they're anointed. You've got to have a whole lot more than being anointed, because you can be anointed one day and the next day not be anointed.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing has to do with God's presence that's rubbed in our spirit. God knew that Joseph, even though he was a really great guy, it's my vernacular, if God hadn't dealt with him enough, when his brothers came up, he would have done more than put a coin in their sack. He might have had them killed. Or he might have put them in prison for years. See, God knows when we're ready to be second ruler. We don't know. And he doesn't tell us. It's like a mystery. But he does promise to fulfill what he said to you. Yeah. Passing the time test. And I love this scripture. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Oh, how I've hung on to this scripture so much, many times. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Everything beautiful. This time of year we get to see the beauty of the Lord coming back in his creation from winter. My favorite time of year. Fall is wonderful, but there's something about spring and flowers. And tulips. He's made everything beautiful. That includes you and me. You see, there was a time we weren't so beautiful. There was a time that we might have been a little bit ugly. We might have been a little self-righteous. Might have been a little mean. Could have been. Might be a few folks in here. There could have been a time, even as a Christian, that were a little bit judgmental. Mm-hmm. Or speak some things we ought not. You see, God says, I'm going to make everything beautiful in you. But it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort, not a self-salvation effort. It's going to take an effort to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes.
We should fear, and as I close, we should fear, number one, we should fear that we could miss the timing of God and be set back for decades. We should fear that we could run ahead of God, promote ourselves, and God has nothing to do with it. But got your salvation with fear and trembling. Fear has to do with aligning my heart up to God. Trembling has to do with how much of the Word of God I really live and want to live. Tremble at His Word. Those two elements will cause us to see our lives in a different perspective than the person that doesn't know Christ. And even to the normal church attender. That God watches over you with just the same care, concern that He had for Joseph. That because we're in the New Testament doesn't stop who God is. That's why Paul was trying to say to the Corinthian church, there doesn't need to be jealousy and envy and I'm of Apollos and I'm of... Why are you saying that? Don't you understand that God puts everyone where He wants to? And that you're going to grow into what you're supposed to be? Let me tell you something that I've learned this over. My times of testing with God from not even knowing anything about God, from a from a place of salvation, not even knowing I was going to preach the gospel. Let me tell you something. When I learned about this, nobody can take what God has for you away. There isn't anybody. There's no committee. There's no person. What God has for you, He's well able to get it to you. But don't think it will not come without some real testing. That's where people get a wrong perspective of God, and they don't honor Him as much because they feel like, well, He's just a Santa Claus. No, He's not. Job says, He knows the way that I take. And when I come forth, I'm coming forth as gold. Didn't say I'm coming forth as a preacher. Didn't say I'm coming forth as a great minister. When I come forth, I'm going to have a test. You see, the victory that Christ purchased for us gave us our freedom. But I can't use my freedom to try to promote me. My freedom is to be coupled with patience and learn, experience what's happening in the trial. It's a mystery. There are things that we'll never understand till we get to heaven. I learned this about God. He doesn't always tell me it's His test. And it's not always the devil. But it's not always God testing me. And sometimes God just doesn't tell us. I got a test of time this week for you. I hated pop quizzes in school. Bush always had some of the students there. It didn't matter. They just going to get 100 on everything. I needed time, didn't you? But God spoke something to me years ago, and I'll stop with this. He said, son, I'll never test you in an area that you do not already have the goods to pass the test. When God tests us, I do have the goods. But that doesn't mean I will pass it. It's too easy to feel sorry for yourself in a trial. It's too easy to draw away from the Lord instead of pressing on the door. I don't know about you, but I won't pass. I won't pass. God's test. He's able to raise you up. He didn't give you those prophetic words over the years. He didn't give you words of rhema that He spoke to you in private time. He didn't do that just to teach you. But if you can grab Solomon said, He's going to make it open. In His time. Keep running the race. Keep looking unto Jesus. Keep going forward. Suddenly, God comes to His help. Suddenly, there was a sound. Keep looking for the suddenlies, but at the same time, be patient. Be patient with each other. God's not finished with any of us. Yes. Amen. If you're watching tonight, know this. God has a test for you in time. You pass it. Oh yeah. He's going to use you and promote you greatly. But until then, remember, your times are in His hands. And leave those times in His hands. Don't take it back. You try to make something happen. Abraham and Sarah regretted what they did. They brought something into this world that they don't think God wanted. But God turned it around. I don't want to have to wait for turnarounds and stay on the straight and narrow. So God bless you tonight. Thank you. This is part one. We'll continue this Sunday morning. God bless you and keep you. May His sun continue to shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a shout.